Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Always appreciate it when you spend time with me. You know, I realize you could be listening or watching really, truly thousands of other programs. You've chosen this one, and makes me feel good. And that's really all it's about, right? That's how I feel. Anyway, Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break. Always appreciate his time, too, his perspective on things. And I got to tell you, there's so much going on in the news that it's really, truly hard to... Not only is it hard to keep up with, it's hard to decide which ones you want to keep up with. You know what I'm saying? What do you think? You know what I'm saying? Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. You know, some night, we should do a whole hour on Joey B. You could do it, you could easily do it, but it bores me to death because it's the same stuff over and over again. Him not knowing where he is, you know, him making these comments about where he's really not. I was trying to say where he's at, but he's really not where he's at most of the time when he thinks where he's at. And you know what I mean. Don't do that goofy stuff with me. Anyway, always a pleasure to, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's something to do with the power they got. It's something to do, this perceived power, and actually true power, that they take, that they have. We talked about this the other night, how, like, you know, Governor Newsom and others like him, other Democrat governors especially, perceive themselves as a dictator, as they've been given total power and rights to do whatever it is that they want to do, the way they want to do it. And the Constitution, really, you heard it the other day in New Mexico, or last week when the New Mexican governor just basically said, no, I'm entitled to do what I want to do. Did that give you a warm fuzzy? Because it scared the crud out of me. When they get to the point where they truly believe that anything goes, they're allowed to do anything they want to do. And now Biden, among many other things, this is why I told you guys when Trump was doing it too, this is why this is so dangerous to embrace these executive orders. Really, in all sincerity. So, Biden thinks that after being thwarted by the Congress, he's going to use his executive authority to create a New Deal-style climate initiative. It's going to serve as a major green jobs training program. You know? Like the Peace Corps. He announced, what did he say here? He announced that the program will employ about 20,000 young adults who will build trails, plant trees, help install solar panels, and do other work to boost conservation and help prevent the catastrophic wildfires. You want to stop catastrophic wildfires? Clean up our mess. Clean up the forest. Take the dead debris out. And it's not just a forest because, you know, again, lightning strikes and fires have been going on since forever, a gabillion years. But the stuff here that wipes out cities, that wipes out towns, that's cleaning we can do. The eco-freaks have so much power. To get, you know, like Newsom's afraid to clean up. To take this, though, you know what? You could turn it into, you know, wood chips, mulch, all kinds of things. Pulling that stuff out of there. Anyway, in an AP report, the program had been proposed in the early version of the sweeping climate law approved last year. But it was jettisoned amid strong opposition from Republicans, concerns about cost. And they don't care about money anymore. I remember not as a kid, but young adult. And just graduating high school and reading some of these things, seeing some of these things on the news. And it was always about balancing the budget. It was always about not spending more money than we were taking in. Always. And somehow I lost the connection somewhere. Right? And I'm sitting there. When did it become okay just to put something on the side of the ledger that you wanted to spend without worrying about how you were going to pay for it? It's just amazing. And groups, you know, many groups pushed Biden, kept pushing him, never gave up on that plan. And they pushed him to put out an executive order authorizing the White House to do what's called a climate corps. Unreal. And the program is modeled after a program we used to have in this country, the Civilian Conservation Corps. It was created in the 30s by Roosevelt. But it was part of the New Deal. So this summer, I guess, you know, with the heat waves and the wildfires and the floods and destroyed communities, oh my God, you know, climate's going, you know, this has been going on for hundreds of years. They won't tell you, they won't admit to it. This is not new. What's new is the amount of people we have living in those areas that it affects. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Alfonso Rachel joins me when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate your time with me. And I always love Thursdays, really do, because Alfonso Rachel always joins me on Thursdays, brightens up the room with that big smile of his and that halo behind his head. And which, oh, please, yeah, okay. Anyway, he is the host of the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study. You got to catch that, people. Stop with this. I'm going to say it. Stop listening to these pasty white guys that look like they're going to die and still use the these and thous, okay? Let's get with the program here. And
these thous, are those some kind of pronouns or something?
Break out of your shell, okay? And anyway, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, right? The Zoloft's Opie, and then always good. And branch out. Do something different. You know, go listen to a Latin mass. That'll freak you out. Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they got translator apps, man. Come on, man.
You know, okay, I'm not going to make fun of them. You might, but I'm not going to make fun of my Catholic friends. But there's a group in Catholicism or in the Catholic Church that will not go to a Mass that isn't in Latin.
Okay? Wow.
Because they believe that, you know, Jesus spoke, that was his native language, and therefore I'm going, well, what good does it do if you can't understand it?
Wait a minute. What? Oh, well, I guess maybe they take it like speaking in tongues. Maybe they, you know, they're getting the tongues of fire so they can understand everything that's being said. And once again, that translator app might come in handy. But are they saying that Yeshua's language was Latin?
It was, what's the other one? Aramaic.
Aramaic.
Yeah,
that, Aramaic. No, that was yeah. One of the languages that's what he spoke primarily. But, I mean, there's Latin and then there's Aramaic. What am I missing?
I have no idea, but maybe one of our Catholic friends can write in, send me the email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But I've always said, I'm like, wow. And these people were upset when, what was it, the Second Vatican now allowed guitars in the church to worship with? And I'm thinking, I don't think Jesus cared.
Jesus liked. He liked guitars and drums, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he liked drums was his favorite, though, because he gave his favorite people drumming talent. I can tell you that.
Yeah, right on, man.
So, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a brother of Christ today about the devil, and he made a comment. He wasn't really thinking about what was coming out of his mouth, you know, about young people and music and these worship services that are like concerts. And people come away from the worship services with more. You've seen them at some of these churches, but they can't tell you. They can tell you what the worship service was about, or the great songs and the great tunes they played, but they can't tell you what the service was about. And I said, you know, it's really funny because who was the devil? I mean, what was Lucifer? What was his job? Right? It's all about the music, all about the worship. And you listen to music today. Not the stuff that you put out. That's why I always tell people, you know, you got to listen to what you're putting in your ears there. And he takes that music, and it's part of you. I mean, music turns you on. And different music for different people, obviously. But it makes you feel different. It makes you feel good sometimes. And it makes you feel sad, depending on the music. And who has total control, to a big degree, of the music industry? Any idea?
Yeah. I got a slight one. Yeah, I got a slight idea. Who's doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you're in the music world, so to speak, and the entertainment world. You know, with Sonia, I always talk to her about this. But I thought it was something I had never. I'm 64 years old, for God's sakes. Never thought of that. Never thought drew the line, the connection, if you would. Are we way off here, or do you think there's some kind of connection?
Oh, definitely a connection, man. The Word of God says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. You know, and you know, we move those signals over the airways.
Yeah,
and you know, as far as music goes, man, you know, now first up, music is a talent given by God. You know, all that talent that the devil has about music and his ability to influence with music comes from God. It's just the problem is that he uses it for his own selfish purposes. And like a lot of musicians, the talent comes from God, but they want to use it for themselves, for their own glory or whichever. That's the problem. And you know, sound is dependent on air in order to, you know, to transmit from one ear to the other, to experience that pressure that we translate as music. Well, that air that music moves through belongs to the prince and the power of the air. So the devil's got influence, you know, as far as the music goes. But that's why, you know, when you breathe in, man, with every breath that we take, man, the prince and the power of the air is murdering us. He's murdering us with what we're dependent on. But we got to keep the Lord in mind, man. We want what the Lord breathed into Adam. That's the life breath that we want. So in the meantime, you know, the signature of the devil is oxidation. You know, so oxidation is this decaying, and we have to breathe that stuff in. And we're just banking on it. Say, hey, Lord, you know what? We may have to breathe the devil's air right now, but we're waiting on the day, man. We want you ruling what we breathe.
No. You're all wrong. I practiced drums 4 hours a day for my whole young life. God had nothing to do with it. He wasn't there. He wouldn't tell me what to do. I was busting my buns, giving stuff up to be there.
That's how I felt, man. I was trying to learn, man. I was doing it for me. It was all about my practice, but I take the Lord, man.
Yeah. All right, so listen. Chicago has come up with a solution for, you know, hunger. And apparently Walmart and a bunch of Whole Foods and other of those white supremacist stores have decided to pull out of Chicago. So the new mayor will now be having state-run grocery stores.
Oh, man. Okay.
You know, and let's not spend more money on police. Look at you. You already know. Let's not spend more money on police. Let's not prosecute these thieves. No. We're going to open up more grocery stores. Guaranteed money that the taxpayers are going to be paying for all that food, because there is no way that communist running that city is going to chase people out, arrest people. They're going to be going in there with carts and coming out with loaded carts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what could go wrong, really?
So these people want to be rationed their food. You know, and if the businesses are leaving, how is the government going to be able to afford to give them, you know, to afford them to have these grocery stores to go into? The next thing is that they're going to have to build a wall around Chicago. Folks, y'all know.
Fill it with water.
Right. You know, a big moat or something, right? Hey, and y'all know, man, that Berlin Wall, that wall wasn't to keep people out. That wall was to keep people in,
yep.
Right? Because this is what they're going for. We need a population that's going to feed the state. You ain't going nowhere, right?
Well, think about that. I mean, Whole Foods, Walmart, Superstore, right? I mean, really, you're going to leave? They've lost tens of millions of dollars, these greedy people. Why do they care as long as other people are eating? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Almost 13,000 UAW members are currently on strike, and this figure may increase tomorrow. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a Friday deadline for the three major U.S. automakers to address the union's call for improved pay and pension benefits. A recent study highlights a potential association between diet soda consumption and autism. Scientists at the University of Texas Health Science Center discovered that expectant mothers who consumed one can of diet soda daily
were more prone to having a child on the autism spectrum. The White House is defending its border policies as migrant crossings are surging. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We have worked very hard. The president has worked very hard to implement a strategy when it comes to the border that is humane, safe, and has orderly enforcement.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Come to 2-5-5-6-3. Get involved. Get in. Be part of solutions.
The music makes my blood boil.
Yeah, I love that Spanish type of music. Anyway, let me bring them on. What are you looking like that for? You look confused. Come on, doesn't that horns? Right, they stir the soul. I love it. Horns, brass, drums. Actually,
hey, and we're in the Feast of Trumpets right now, by the way. Since being that you like horns, we're in the Feast of Trumpets right now, I think. We're in the middle of Rosh Hashanah.
I don't hear them, though. Is that bad? Should I put my hearing aids in? When Jesus comes back and he hits the trumpet, am I going to need my hearing aids in to hear it? I mean,
it'll be a healing blast, man.
All right. So let's get back to the craziness in Chicago. Let's not talk about taking the illegal guns off the street. Let's not talk about taking the criminals off the street. They had one of those reporters that was that talked to a gang, a Chicago gang, and they let him in there. And every one of them said the same thing. It's kind of like they get caught. They get caught with a gun they shouldn't have. They go in, they get booked, they keep the gun, they let them out within the hour, and they're out picking up a gun from the boys again, and they're back at it again. It's like, oh, yeah, right, real gun control there. Glad to hear it. Anyway, I would love to know how many of those guys they arrest with guns actually have a permit to carry those guns. You know what I'm saying?
They've been as Democrats for you. It's all about, they want gun control, and they want to control the weather. They want to control how people vote. They want to control the population. They want to control all these things, man. But the one thing that they don't believe in controlling is self-control, right? Yeah, that's judgmental. You can't do that. You can't control yourself. So you have to control everything else. And the reason why they don't like self-control, Joe, is because the Bible tells us to be self-controlled.
Yeah.
That's why they don't like it.
Got to admit it. It's great. It's right there in your face, and you go, look, it's right there. I can share this with you because you'll understand. So I've been showing these clips, right? People breaking into stores and beating on each other and all that. And I had several emails. I know who one is from. And it was like, why do you only show clips of black people stealing stuff in stores? And I'm saying, okay, it's not only black people. If you would just get your head out of the dark place and look, there are other folks sprinkled in there. But when you're talking about the inner city, well, there's usually, like Chicago, they're breaking the stores, San Francisco, It's what's on the video of the store. I don't go looking through 27 videos till I find the one that only has black people going into the store. So don't write me and say, oh, yeah, you're picking and choosing. No, I'm not. It's that simple. And then you look at Chicago now, where this mayor thinks he's gonna open up these state-run or city-run or whatever stores. And what makes him think, or what makes them think, and he's going to be different than you have the Walmarts, like I said, Whole Foods was there, and people are outraged that they would shut the store. I mean, really, in their papers, they're writing stories about how outraged you have these places would leave, and one of the stores at least had the guts to say, look, we've been losing money in this city for almost 20 years, and it has doubled over the last 5 years. We can't take this. We're taking profits from other states, other stores, to keep these stores running. It's not right. But, you know, they're money hungry. Don't you know that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, these businesses come in and they set up shop. They ought to be happy that they're leaving. You know, aren't these stores like part of like gentrification? Don't you say, you don't want these white people coming in and setting these businesses and stuff like that. You want the white folks to leave. You know, so you go in and you're stealing their stuff, and by stealing the stuff, you're driving up the prices because they got to recover that cost as well as piggyback off the profits of the other businesses to try to stay afloat. They want to turn around and get mad, you know, that these stores are leaving. But, you know, the thing is, you know, and the Democrats, Joe, Democrats want people to look at this like a black problem. They want people to put up those videos and shows black people going in there looting and all that sort of stuff, because this is how Democrats keep people keeps people's focus off the man behind the curtain. It's the Democrat Party.
You're right.
The Democrats who are engineering all this stuff in the first place, and they use the black plight, one, to gain sympathy votes for their cause, but they also use the blacks that they are screwing and suckering in the first place to make them the target of the people's resentment. You know, they're getting sick of the way these black people are acting. Well, it's the Democrats who are orchestrating this stuff in the first place.
I'm laughing because you're so right, and nobody wants to say it. Nobody wants to talk about it. And they somehow flip it back over. You know, it's got to be a rich Republican who owns these stores because they won't allow us to steal stuff out of the store. And I don't know if you remember that that BLM, one of the BLM girls, she gets up on a milk cart and she starts screaming, it's okay to steal from them. They have insurance. You know, they owe us. And I'm thinking, wow, they have insurance that makes it okay? I'm sorry. I just thought it was so good. Anyway, I even made myself giggle.
So you go ahead and you steal from these people. Okay, you got your one time loot. All right, so you went and you bled this place dry. You got the golden eggs out of the goose. Now what? Right? How long is that gonna last you?
Well, did you remember they were showing videos at one point of, you know, just them raiding Walmart,
mm-hmm.
And you got AOC in the background. I remember watching this clip, and she's saying, you know, well, they're stealing because, you know, there's no jobs, and they're not getting paid enough money, so they need to steal food for their kids, clothes for their kids. And I'm going, that man just ran out of the store with four flat-screen TVs. How do you feed somebody with four flat? What, does he need them for tables? I mean, what?
That's a trip to the pawn shop, I guess, you know, but it's like we're talking about, you know, these people are stealing. It's like, well, one, when those riots started, the jobs that they could have had, they burned down. All right, in terms of like the them being able to get a job, man, what's her name? Maxine Waters said herself, right, that we gonna tax these businesses out of existence. You know, because it's like, if you don't conform to these things that we want in our, and she's flat, she's like, I'm a socialist. I'm all about socialism. And if you don't get with the program for us to we will tax you out of business. So it's these Democrats, man. It's these Maxine Waters, these nuts like that, who are making it so hard for these mom-and-pop shops. They want the regulations, the taxes, the increasing in minimum wage that these people can't keep up with, man. And these people go looking for a job, and they hardly have a decent work ethic to begin with. They can hardly keep a job as it is. You know, because in school they're taught to be spoiled, entitled brats. That the school system always needs more money. You know, not teaching these kids how to be resourceful. They're just teaching them how to have their hands out all the time instead of being creative and practical about what it is that they have so they can grow more with it. No, it's just gimme, 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 gimme. You know, and they're raising up these entitled brats who really don't know how to hold down a job.
Well, I've been reading all these stories about, you know, Generation Z or Generation whatever, X, Millennials, and what have you. And you've got managers right now complaining about how hard it is to work with them. You know, because to your point, that entitlement, if they feel that you're supposed to, you know, pay them for certain things or give them so many days off or, you know, promote them within the first month of them working there because, you know, they're so fantastic. It's just amazing to me. I don't get it. I don't get where they got this. There's only one place, right? They got it from home or from school.
Right. And, you know, I'm talking from experience, but I know this stuff because I was one of those. I was a teenager that you know, who couldn't hold down a job. You know, I think pretty much most of the jobs I've ever had, I've been fired. You know, I had to look at it and say, man, maybe my work ethic really sucks. You know, at some point, you know, the praise be to God, I woke up and learned how to, like, you know, hold down a job for a little while longer. But, man, you know, I've seen people say, like, oh, man, the manager has issues with me because I didn't want to take out the trash. I'm like, why didn't you want to take out the trash? Well, man, I don't want my friends to see me taking out the trash. I was like, dude. talking to these younger folks, like, man, God help me, man. Was I like that? Yeah, I probably was like that.
Yes. Like, look, I don't know what's happened. Here I go, sound like the old guy again, but I don't know what's happened to young people because in our generation, we wanted to make money. Because we wanted a nice, when I say a nice car for us, car that didn't have Bondo in it, right? We wanted a nice car. We wanted to go out on Friday, Saturday night. We wanted to take out our date. We wanted to go to dinner. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And
yep.
It's not a concern all of a sudden, I guess, or something, whatever. All right, we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperD.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5566. We've got any questions? See, like this music. You see how it gets your blood stirring, right? I just want to go out and fight a bull, but not really. That's all dangerous. Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5566. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe because we love him. Love his music. Love the way he approaches God. You know, he's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft. And listen, because I always forget or make you rush at the last second, tell people where they can go to listen to your you know, the Bible study, to listen to your music, buy your music, that kind of thing.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And, yes, you can check out the Zopian Den, which is the house of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, which is, the Head Right Hangout, and I have my music project, Sledge X. So, you know, that's our objective, is to rock the gospel, y'all. There's got these X out there, you know, these rockers, you know, what do they call them, punk rockers or whichever. If you want some real rock and roll, American-made, patriot-grade, God-fearing rock and roll, man, come on over and grab you some music, Sledge X.
Well, you know, I joke about it all the time, and I say, listen to what your kids are listening to. Listen to the music. Everybody's got their kind of thing that they like, right? I mean, yours is, yeah, and I've said it to you before, yours is a little harder for me, but I appreciate it, okay? And there are plenty that appreciate that kind of music, if you would, but yours is godly. It's godly based. It's godly in the Word, so... Again, I get it. Some of you guys like the oldie type of music or country type of music. There's all kinds of artists like Zoa out there, and that's their genre. That's the thing that they do. Stop supporting these boneheads that you're making millionaires, and they're giving money to Planned Parenthood, and they're giving money to these transition places, and you want to tell me how you're a good steward with your dollars, and then you wonder why I'm on the ground rolling around laughing when you, you know? I mean, seriously, people need to start taking this stuff serious.
it is a very serious thing, man, because it's got to sell on the culture. You know, it's not going to hold up in the political arena. You know, these people are going to just keep going through cycles of disappointing us because, you know, we have to be, we're governed by our consent, you know, and people aren't going to consent to this conservative governance if it's not promoted in a culture where people are like, okay, I see what you're trying to hold down. You know, I understand now these laws that you're supposed to maintain, not go in there and go crazy with your pen, making a whole bunch of laws, but maintaining our God-given rights. I can appreciate now because we sold it in the culture, not waiting for some politician to do it. We got to do it.
Yeah, but you know what makes me, again, I always felt like I'm beating on our brothers and sisters. Maybe I am, I don't know. But, I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations I have with our brothers and sisters about, you know, what's going on in today's schools. And I will throw a scripture at them. And I'll say, have you heard of this? Or have you ever read this? Or have you ever done this? And they look at you like you got nine heads. I'm going, you go to church every Sunday, for God's sakes. What are you walking away with? A good feeling because worship was so good?
Hey, you know, maybe it might be good that's what they all they remember because you know sometimes hey, you know, Lord, they might have gotten a message that the Lord didn't see worth them remembering. It's like God might be like I don't know what they're talking about on that pulpit, but you know what, just go ahead and remember.
It's just amazing to me because there's no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for what these people are doing. Whatever, I just. Hey, listen, by the way, I was remiss. I need to throw something out there. I do it with other people. I've never really done it with you. You have a donate button on your website?
I do.
Okay. Talk about it. I'm giving you an opening here. I cracked the egg. Fry the darn thing.
Personal promotion and marketing, I reckon, is just
not your first, best skill, apparently, there. Yeah.
I know, right? I tell you what, man, even when I do my shows, man, it's like I tend to forget to sign off. And Lord knows the message is free, but delivering is not, and we trying to keep these lights on. But I just get caught up with, you know, with trying to do my part to promote the truth and sanity, man. And I forget about, you know, the funds. But, yes, folks, if you are so inclined and, if you go over to Bronze Serpent Media and you find that this media this content that we are discussing is something that you see is valuable, hey, if you want to drop a buck in the bucket to keep your bro Zo on the go, I would highly appreciate it. I hate asking me because, you know, I know times are tight for everybody, you know, but we have to show that this kind of stuff is valuable in culture.
But you know what, and I know some people get mad at me for saying that, but true, but God rewards us for this stuff. I mean, we don't do it to get the reward, but if we're being especially good to the household of faith, if we're sowing into other people's lives, God will open up doors for you. If you're only doing it to get the doors open, that's a different story. But, you know, we need to be supporting each other. Because, you know, look at, now we're getting all spiritually hooky, as I say. Look at what the devil's doing all over the place. Look at the people that are being promoted. Look at the people that are making $1 million. And then you got people that truly love God, love God's word, love God's people. And, you know, you go to the well and it's empty.
Yeah.
You know, and the money's out there. I used to love one pastor. I think I told you this once before. There was a woman who came to church and she came with her kids. God said, you know, go to church or go to this particular meeting, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get all the detail. But the bottom line was, you know, the pastor had one of those moments. I feel moved like there's somebody who came here today who is having a problem with A, B, C, and D. And, would you stand? So this woman stands with her kids, and she comes forward, and she tells him the story, and she said, would you pray that God will deliver me and get me the money I need to do A, B, C, and D? And he said, no, I won't pray for you. He looked up the congregation, and he says, this woman needs X amount of dollars. The money's here. God's already provided. It's in your pockets. And you need to take a minute and pray, and if God moves you, let's help the sister out. And she walked out that day with about four times what she needed. But, you know, you got these guys that get up there and they start wailing and crying and it's like, stop. You know, preacher, you got the money in your back pocket to fill her tank. You don't need to be doing this. And we need to take more of a role in helping out our brothers and sisters, is, I guess, my point. Instead of always saying, well, I'm waiting for God to move me. Well, if you're one of those cheap guys, he ain't never going to move you because you ain't going to listen.
It's like, who's that, Oprah and The Rock? You know, they've got plenty enough money to, and I ain't no Judas, man. I'm not the kind of person who tries to outrighteous Jesus and be like, you could have done this with that money. You could have done that. It's like, you know, Jesus like, hey, man, shut up. That's her property. You don't be trying to dictate to what she does with her property. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Judas was like the quintessential Democrat.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Christian progressive. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He's the proto Democrat, man. Just like looking at people and coming their stuff and telling them what they should be doing with it according to his own ideas, right?
So and, you and I were talking during the break, and you brought something up that, you know, honestly, I just haven't really thought of. Okay, and you were talking about a platform. I don't want to give their name yet. You know, and on the platform, you noticed that there were a whole bunch of Confederate flags, or there's some kind of Confederate flag thing going on. And my first comment to you was, because I know the platform, I said, a lot of people do these things, like being Italian, a lot of people fly that black hand because they think they're in solidarity with the black community, and you're going, no, that's a mafia sign. Okay? And there are still old-time battalions that see it as that. But you brought up a good point, is that we, out of ignorance, we don't know what that means. We don't, but we do it stupidly. We do it anyway.
Prideful ignorance.
What's that?
Yeah, prideful. It's not even just ignorance. It's prideful ignorance. It's like they don't want to know any different about it.
Yeah, you might be true. And some people have it in their heads. They'll say, well, the Confederate flag doesn't stand for what they say it stands for. It's actually a battle flag. And I've heard them all. And I just go, you know what? How about you just don't do it? I mean, is there like a million-dollar check on the other side of this for you? I mean, what are you doing? Leave it alone. It doesn't make you any money. It doesn't make you look any better.
Right.
Right? Explain. Help us understand.
And you know the thing is, like I said, man, it's probably they've decided that this is what it means to them. And they're fed up with what's going on with the federal government and a flag that represented, and they're fed up with all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, you're fed up with it because the Confederacy has actually taken over. It's like you really don't understand what the Confederacy was supposed to do. The Confederacy is getting out of America what it wants. You got to understand that the Confederacy was the Democrat Party, right? That's who the Confederacy is. That's who founded it. And it's like they want to try to bring up it's a battle flag. It's like, look, man, I've gone through all the dimensions of the Confederate flag, whether it's the battle flag or whether it's the national flag. You need to understand the Democrats are at the root of it. And it's, well, the flag, or they want to automatically assume that the flag isn't racist. I'm like, yes, actually the flag is racist. Democrats are obsessed with race. They've always been obsessed.
No, I would have never known. Go ahead.
Yeah, Democrats have always been obsessed with race. You know, and then, so, you know, you got the Confederate flag. The battle flag, which is also in one of the iterations of the flag of the Confederacy and the national flag. You have the Confederate battle flag inside the white field of the Confederate national flag, the stainless banner, if you will. And the inspiration of that was the heaven-ordained supremacy of the white man over the Negro.
Wow.
Read your Confederate Constitution, the Constitution of the Confederate States, authored by the Democrat Party, and it gives in clear language provisions for Negro slavery. Republicans waving that flag, Republican voters waving that flag, are brainwashed and are saboteurs to us. And it's costing us dearly.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that more at a later time. But I appreciate it. I believe a lot of people, you're right, they're prideful. But I think a lot of people do these stupid things out of ignorance. Anyway, God bless. Keep up the good work. And guys, we'll be back in a few minutes. Dr. B joins us after the break.